McKinney, thank you, my friend. You shook hell's gates tonight, buddy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to see heaven? Hallelujah. You may be seated. Wow. We're going to receive our offering now and ask Diane to come. And I tell you what, if that song didn't get you stirred up, might want to check your wood. It's probably wet. Amen. Praise God.
You know, I believe we're abiding under the shadow of the Most High. Amen. Woo! I mean, he's been here all day today. This morning, oh my goodness, it was just amazing. I looked at one of the girls here and I said, I believe he is here. Oh, I tell you, he's been here all day. 2 Corinthians 9:10 in the English Standard Version says, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply. He'll multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You know what? We don't reap and sow. We sow and then we reap. And he gives the seed to do that sowing. And Psalms 34:10 says, if we will seek the Lord, we will not lack any good thing. And Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and the rest will be added unto you. Man, I'm going to tell you, seek him. Seek him. He said, I know the plans that I have for you. They're for good, not for evil, to give you a hope and a future. And when you seek me with your whole heart, I will be found. So seek him with your whole heart. And I just thank you, Lord God, that tonight you have given this congregation seed to sow. And I thank you there's an anointing on that seed that's being sown. And it's coming back 100-fold. And I just thank you, Father God, this congregation is blessed. We give and we're blessed. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You're going to cause man to give unto our bosom. Wealth and riches are in our house. We have increased the more and the more, us and our children. Oh, the blessing of the Lord, it makes us rich. And you add no sorrow to it. And I just thank you, Father, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is on this seed. And I thank you, Father God, there's increase on it. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Great things,
ah, yeah.
God's going to do great things. It's a choice. You can think, well, God can or can't do something. I believe He can. Make that decision every day you wake up. God's going to do great things. Amen. Thank you, guys, upstairs. Great job. And Joel 2:21, God says, I will do great things. I'm expecting them. We got some scripture on it now, Rick. Glory be to God. We got the concrete down in the hole. Glory be to God. We got something to stand on. Hallelujah. Having fun so far? Amen. We're glad to have this congregation from Egypt all the way up here. They came across the water from Egypt all the way over here. Praise be to God. And we're just so delighted that Danny and Betty are pastoring down there. And you guys, y'all are good soul. We know that. We love you guys so much. And if Danny and Betty start acting up, just let us know. But it is great, great, great to see you all. And we're all still students of the Word. We'll always learn till we cross over. And then we'll probably learn a lot over there. I can hardly wait. Praise be to God. There are days I just said, Lord, it'd be a good day to come get us. And but anyway, but we're going to hear the Word tonight. And faith's going to arise in your heart. And faith will cause mountains to move. Faith will bring miracles in your life. Faith will give you the victory that overcomes this world. If I could give you a prescription, write it out, just put it in a pill box, whatever, that this is what you take to give you faith that'll overcome the world. Well, we gobble it up. We go buy 12 boxes tonight. But we have it sitting right in front of our lap. And this is John, 1 John 5:4, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So we can't blame it on the preacher. We can't blame it on anyone else. It's our faith. And how do you get faith? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That, you know, if it was a simpler way to do it, praise God for it. But that's how you do it. But I'm going to tell you something, Brother Archie. There ain't nothing gets me more excited than the Word of God. Because I hear about all those things God's got for you. Hallelujah. Promises. He's promised you. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't He? Long life, Brother Jimmy. Long life. Psalm 91. That's yours. Hallelujah. That's all ours. Amen. Well, I've preached long enough. Somebody needs to say amen. Okay. That makes it official. We want to introduce our pastor. A man and his wife and ministry have changed our lives for a long, long time. So about 30-something years. And I don't have the time or the vocabulary to say what all this has happened that's good, and because of being associated with him and his walk and his ministry. And it's just been an awesome time, an awesome ride. So praise God. He's our pastor. We love him so much. And so at this time, let's all stand. And let's give a clap offering. Glory be to God if we could. for our pastor, Brother Tracy Harris. We love you, my
glory
friend.
Glory to God. I love you, man of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Isn't God good?
He's very good.
Ah, the best is yet
to come. Amen.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to remain standing for just a moment. First comment I want to make is you said they need to not act up, but they're already acting up. They're on the back row.
I know.
They can come out of Egypt anytime they want to.
We got them on camera.
They can get an Exodus anytime they want to.
That's right.
Come right on up here. Glory to God. Right. No, when I was coming in the early, early days, you talked about some time ago now, I chose to go down Highway 82 the first time. I'll never forget it. It was one of those sang till you get there drives, you know. I preached Sunday morning. We're starting Sunday night. And I'm trying to make it by whatever time it was, 7 o'clock. All I know is when we got in here and the music. Oh, did you drop your? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blow it off. Praise the Lord. It's good. It works. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. I tell you what. Hallelujah. Whether you know it or not, I actually know how to have high church, you know, so I can be serious. Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
But I got here, and one of the opening comments that I made was, now I know why I'm late to the meeting. You got to go all the way through Egypt to get here. So anyway, praise the Lord. Let me just, I would like to make a statement. The reason I'm asking you to remain standing, first of all of these phenomenal men and women of God that are connected, that are here in the meeting. You could have been anywhere tonight. It's not like you don't have other places to be. And it always humbles me when mighty men and mighty women are called of God, are stirred in their spirit that something's happening in this meeting that's going to begin to enhance the capacity that they have to get their job done. Oh, glory be to God. I'm telling you, we are not leaving here like we came in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So I want to thank these great men and women of God and each of you that are our partners. And I just wanted to announce to you, I'm just going to apologize to you. Things are exploding. We're readministrating every arm of the ministry as fast as we possibly can. And so maybe there's only one statistic that will give you some kind of an idea of what I'm talking about. So let me just kind of give you a statistic here. I didn't come with any product. I don't have any way for you to connect and all of that. And yet, I do want to let you know, for those of you that are our partners, how far and wide your seed is absolutely exploding. And for those of you that don't know, the Spirit of the Lord, in fact, those of you that got our partner letter, the Lord on the way back from Africa told me to write for the very first time a detailed account of the vision I had when I saw that angel come and move the inner. How many of you saw that and read that? All right. Well, that angel flew off to get what we're walking in now. And glory be to God. And I'm just aware of something. I believe they're always operating with us, whether you see them or not. But this morning, I stopped right in the middle of the service. I turned around, and I thought, someone walked up behind me. I thought it was an individual that walked up trying to get my attention in the middle. And they don't do that. They don't interrupt the message. I'm preaching along. And I turned around, and there was all kind of activity, and then suddenly it was gone. Yeah. And I realized it wasn't humans. There were angels all over that platform.
Right.
And my wife saw a flutter and told me later, she says, exactly when you turned around. She said, but I wasn't going to call attention to it. I said, well, honey, it was so real to me. I thought somebody walked up to get my attention.
Yeah, amen.
I'm telling you right now, we are not here by ourselves. And there's an accelerated activity to go get this harvest. And I've got a specific assignment tonight. We're going to dive right into it. But you do not, and I know you've heard this any number of times, but not only do you not want to miss tomorrow night as well, but you want to grab somebody and bring them here.
Amen.
I am telling you, there are some things you'll hear tonight, but I'm going down one specific track. And I'll share with you tonight where we're headed tomorrow night during the flow of the message. But I want to thank all of our partners because as of November, I guess it was November the 1st. Yeah, it was. It was November the 1st. from a stage in South Africa together, our partnership, by co-partnership, we threw the switch and we came live full-time, nationwide, DirecTV, Channel 379 on Faith TV USA. We launched that network November the 1st from South Africa. Now, that thing has exploded to the point to where now we did 21 days of glory, and I flew back and forth and did as many of those nights as I could with our partners there, live across the nation. And I don't know if any of you were able to tune in or knew much about kind of what was going on. And I want to talk to you about that, because a lot of folks don't necessarily have the dish on their house. And yet, you can get it live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on the only app of its kind. It's like the Christian Netflix, which literally has our Him TV channel running 24 hours a day, along with Victory Channel News Now. I mean, when you get onto this app, you have access to so much, I don't even know how to describe it, but it literally is the Christian Netflix of our day. In other words, once you get on there, you have access to so much material, and this platform has been put in our hands for a streaming platform for those that don't have the dish to be able to get on Channel 379. And coming March 1, glory to God, we're throwing the switch and we're going to feed the London and UK network from the United States network, meaning that there'll be 18 million homes in London and the UK that's added to the Faith TV USA network, including all of Africa from Cape Town to Cairo. Mexico's blowing open. Latin America's blowing open. Australia's not far behind. And in that 21 days of glory, and I'm just telling you, I mean, you need to understand, this is a sovereign, absolute miracle. It's such a miracle that we're under a non-disclosure. I can't give numbers. Wow. That's all I'm going to say about that. People are like, how'd you do this? I said, I didn't. An angel flew and got it. There you go. Put it at our feet. The world is our pulpit. Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to tell folk, lift up your eyes. Yeah. Come on now, it's harvest time. It's your harvest time. And I want to talk to you about this tonight in a big way. But I want you to understand, now, I get the fact that in some of these nations, it could possibly be one household. Or maybe Antarctica, it might be a seal logging on or something. Okay, I get it. All right. But in those 21 days of beginning the year, this is how far your seed, you didn't leave your chair in Oklahoma for your partners, this is how far your seed went.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Mm-mm-mm. That's right.
Glory to God.
We get it out there.
We had someone respond. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
We had someone, during that 21-day span, at least one household in every nation on the planet, 195 nations tuned in to those 21 nights of glory. Live. Wow. 195 nations. Your mind can't comprehend that.
Absolutely.
So I'm just letting you know, I love all of you, but we're not having a little old meeting in Oklahoma. I want to ask the Lord to do something. Spirit of God just spoke to me. He asked me to do something. I want to ask Him to do it. He's already done it, but I'm going to ask Him to supernaturally cause you by revelation to know it.
Amen.
All right? He's already done it. You probably don't know that He's done it, but He's going to cause you to know it tonight. I've never had Him ask me to do this, and any meeting around the world on six continents all these years, He said, do it tonight. Amen. Something supernaturally is happening. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to read it out of the word here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. And the Lord's asked me to do something with verse 11. All you preachers, I'm encouraging you, grab it and grab it now. It's sitting on you right now. It dropped on you when you got ready, didn't you? You can reach the whole world from a stop sign in Jasper, Alabama. All it takes is faith in God. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, He hath made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He hath set the world in their heart. Do you see that phrase? Now, that word for world also can be translated eternity, which means you have in your heart the everlasting Father, or the Father of eternal destinies, lives inside of you. The one that created everlasting. So it is He that sits on the circle of the earth. The inhabitants are grasshoppers in His sight. He measured the oceans in the palm of His hand. He darkens the universe with His palm. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, I'm saying to you by the Spirit of God, I'm asking God to grant us, by direction of the head of the church. I've never asked this before in my life. He said, ask me tonight. I want to set the world in their heart. It's already there. But see, I have some relatives, and I love them, but they came out of the Depression era, and they're still alive, but their world, the longer they live, their world gets smaller. I'm so glad Abraham's world didn't get smaller when he got older. Glory be to God. Age has nothing to do with faith. I had nothing. Zero to do with vision. Vision is set by whether or not the world's in your heart. And I just see it. I'm going to impart it in the name of Jesus. I don't know where we're going from here, but I'm telling you, it is time to see the world. There are things unfinished in your life. And you thought maybe it might not ever cycle around. You need to listen up tonight. Tonight is your night. Yeah. It's everyone's night, but I'm telling you by the Spirit of the living God, tonight is your night. Amen. Open your heart. Yeah. Open your ears. Yeah. Open your eyes. He wants to use anointed words like the tongue, like a pen of a ready writer. Right. He does. Glory to God. Of course you can't go anywhere till you finish. The world is in your heart. How are you going to go somewhere, leave the world, when the world's inside of you? You got the world to reach. You got the world to reach. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm believing God there's going to be a reset in North Mississippi in the atmosphere of common familiarity that's crept into the church. And you're exactly right, Brother Kenny. Our thinking has hindered the Most High God. In fact, let me just get started preaching here. So here's what I want to do. Remain standing, and I'll tell you this much, and then you can sit down. We'll go for it. Typically, I pray so that you can hear me pray. But I don't pray so that I'll be heard. I've already been heard. I pray so that you may know He's heard me. Glory to God.
That's right.
You understand, we know where we're going, and you know where we're going. Glory be to God. Yeah. So on November the 10th, as we were coming into 2024, On November the 9th, in the wee hours of the morning on the 10th, I was awakened and I saw hanging in front of me something the Lord had never said to me before for any one given year. Now, back in 1992, as we began to step in a different office of ministry, he talked to me about the year. He's done it every year since, and he's exaggerated it, and it's gotten larger and larger, and the canopy of the assignment has increased over all these years. But this year, I saw it. It was hanging there. I sat up in bed in the wee hours of the morning, and hanging in front of me was 2024, the year of, and there was a blank behind it. And I knew the Lord was saying to me, fill in the blank. And suddenly, I knew that great miracles this year, they're always available. But it's like he says that my times are in his hands, the scripture says. In Psalm 31:15. And here in Ecclesiastes 3:11, he wants tonight to set the world in your heart, to open the eyes of your understanding, that your heart might be enlightened to the fact that you can see the world from your seat.
Amen.
And you're to be a part of reaping this 11th hour harvest. Tonight, I believe with every part of my being, God is going to absolutely obliterate walls of containment in your life.
Amen.
The things are going to change supernaturally under the anointing tonight and in this set of meetings. Glory be to God. And so that was on November the 10th, or in the wee hours of the morning, and as I was awakened, he said, 2024, the year of, and then there was a blank out there. Fill in the blank. And I knew that he was saying that rise, he calleth you, just like Bartimaeus. When Bartimaeus threw that beggar's garment off and came to him, he said, what do you want me to do for you? The only limits are our ability to ask. See, he can do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. The problem is not, we believe that part. The problem is our asking and thinking. People don't realize they're the ones that set the limits. When he broke the fish on that hillside, and there was what we call a little boy's lunch, and he probably was just a opportunistic businessman. I've been in the third world and I know there's little guys out there hawking on the street corner selling stuff all the time. So how's a little boy going to eat five loaves of bread? I mean, you know, he's a salesman. But that's beside the point. It's still not enough to feed 20,000 people. So he gave his business to Jesus just like Peter did. Oh, come on now. It's time for some folks to quit just tithing personally out of their paycheck and start tithing off of their assignment and their vision. Okay, all right. I'm just talking about we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm believing God that we're going to think thoughts we've never thought in our adult life. Glory be to God. Enlargement's coming to you. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's time. Oh, yeah, I'll tell him. Woo! You better move. Time for enlargement. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. It starts on the inside. It starts on the inside. It starts on the inside. Something's happening inside your heart right now. Before we go any further, it's already happening in this room. Glory to God. The one who created the universe can't fit in this auditorium. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. The heavens can't contain him, much less these houses we build. Glory be to God. What do you want him to do for you this year? What does 2024 hold for you? So he let me know that there's going to come some astonishing miracles. Hallelujah. Yes. Like Lazarus coming out of the grave.
Amen.
This is your year. Hallelujah. And you're not going to have to wait till the end of the year to receive
no.
it.
No.
Hallelujah. Open your heart. How many of you are ready to hear the word of the Lord? Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you. We magnify you. We're asking you now to breathe. I'm asking you based upon you, what you asked me to ask you for. Grant by the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him that the eyes of the understanding of every person present in this room, that their heart would be enlightened, yes. that they may know what is the hope of your calling. Set the world in their heart.
Amen.
Glory to God. Enlarge their heart.
Right. Glory to God.
Enlarge their capacity. To think about it, to see it, to believe it. Break the lid. Break the cap. By the authority of the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm led to go to one more verse before you sit down here. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29, and you'll understand why. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's happening tonight. Say it's happening tonight. Oh yeah, I believe it, don't you? Now notice what it says in 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29. It says, and God gave Solomon wisdom. See, the wealth is not in the bank. Wealth's in the word. Your wealth is in the wisdom. And here's what he wants to do for everyone in the room tonight, if you will allow his divine grace to go on your heart. And God gave, please keep that scripture up for me, Solomon wisdom and understanding. Read these words.
Exceeding much.
How much?
Much.
How much?
Exceeding much.
And large for what reason? How big? It's beyond most people's comprehension that he sat on the throne, just sat there. And in today's economy, in 1 year's time, This doesn't mean this is not anything else that came. This was just the Queen of Sheba and Tarshish and all that. In 1 year's time, sitting on the throne, $1 billion in gold just came to him.
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you, the camels are coming. I'm telling you, it's harvest time. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It's high time. It's now time. It's our time. In Jesus' name. It's your time. Hallelujah. It's Tennessee's time. Glory be to God. Woo! Father, we thank you so much now. I'm asking you to set the world in their heart. I'm asking you by the authority of the name of Jesus that you would grant them exceeding largeness of heart through much wisdom and understanding, as large as the sand is on the seashore. And I thank you for it.
Yes. Thank you,
Lord. This is the hour. Prophecies are coming to pass, and they're coming to pass fast. Prepare your heart to receive the thing for which you have long believed. For if you do not, it will pass you by because it will catch you unawares. And the Spirit of the Lord wants it to be in your hands. And here it is. It is there.
Amen.
So lift up your eyes and look. The fields are completely white. And if you will open up your heart, you can begin to receive even this night.
Amen.
Thank you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I see it different. Just say this by faith. I see it different. So you use your faith, no matter what's happened. You just got enlarged. The world just came in your heart. I mean, most preachers live and die and can't imagine in a 21-day meeting that's to touch somebody from all 195 nations in the planet in a three-week period of time. We live in a day when nations are going to be born in a day. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. What a day to be alive. What a day to be alive. What a day to be alive.
Amen.
Phew. Praise the Lord. Well, maybe we better get in the Word here for a few minutes. Can you handle some? Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Romans. The book of Romans. And I just really want to encourage you, at any moment that anointing drops on you like it just did on several and did on the entire congregation, it's available. Begin to receive it. Jump up. Receive it.
Amen.
Do anything you see yourself doing. You're not going to interrupt me.
Right.
I dream for the days that messages get interrupted with miracles. I've had it happen many, many times.
Absolutely.
That's why I preach.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
This is your moment.
You.
Grab it when it passes by. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 15, and we're going to read now a specific verse for the basis of where we're going to go in this meeting and then beyond. So November the 9th, early wee hours morning, that night between the 9th and the 10th, I was awakened, and I didn't pin the time. I usually have the time, or I would document it better, but all of a sudden it was there. And I knew that I knew that I knew. 2024, the year of blank. Meaning, fill in the blank. What do you want me to do for you? He'd never said that to me before. And then, a few days went by, and on November the 15th, once again, in the wee hours of the morning, I was awakened. And hanging in the air was Romans 15:29. And he said, this is how you will come into every meeting you do this year. Are you listening to this? That means this meeting. We're still in January. That means right now. This is what he has planned for this meeting. Romans 15:29. I am sure. Glory to God. I am sure that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Fill in the blank. The fullness is available. Fill in the blank. We're not talking linear here. We're talking about what the Lord said to me when he visited me many years ago and commanded me to preach no more curse. And said, I want to do miracles of wholeness. Revelation 22. Where he said, on that tree that's by the river of life, there are 12 manner of fruit. And it yields 12 manner of fruit every month of fresh crop. So if we were to be honest about it, and you know, some folks don't stop long enough to think it through, to look in the mirror and be honest with themselves, that in almost every faith project that they undertake, they think linear. Not only are they limited on the one project, but somehow they think, well, I'll get my faith on that when I believe this one in. Isn't that right? And that's the way people think, but that's not kingdom. The spirit man knows no such limits. That's the carnal man. That is shaping what we believe based upon what we've seen. Well, what have we seen? Well, we've seen trees in the natural, and each tree bears only one kind of fruit. Now, you know, when the Lord, years ago, when the Lord spoke this to me about 12 manner of fruit, I did a little research and I found out Syracuse University started doing an experiment. And they actually had a tree that they took hundreds of year old, like plum, they call them stone fruits. Stone fruits being, if you know anything about, you know, horticulture and all that, stone fruits being the larger pit type things like plums and that sort of thing. And there's so many different varieties. And so they took the tree and they cut it and they grafted limbs, from other stone fruit trees into that one tree. Until they finally got it to take and graft, and that one tree was producing 40 different kinds of fruit on one tree. Come on now, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now see, in the natural we think, okay, well, it's an apple tree, or it's an orange tree, or it's a banana tree. But in that tree beside the river in heaven, there's a banana and an apple and an orange and a lemon and a cantaloupe and a...
Come on.
I guess cantaloupes grow on the ground.
It's okay.
It could be a cantaloupe. No, that's a big old living vine runs up on that tree. Throws off some cantaloupes and some watermelons. We are talking about God. That's what I'm talking about. How do y'all know? Y'all laughing at me. Y'all thinking natural.
Absolutely.
I know something about seed. It only knows how to grow. We used to throw the watermelon rinds over the fence to the horses. I had some horses and never we'd eat it. And I mean, one day I went out there and the horse would come up and eat it and stomp around the water trough and whatever. And next thing you know, I mean, a couple of months, we had a watermelon vine growing.
Yeah.
Accidentally. Because
that's
all seed knows how to do.
That's right.
Exactly right.
Glory be to God. I've seen it happen. I know it works. So I'm saying to you now, by the Spirit of God, the fullness of the blessing. The fullness of the blessing. He said, every meeting you go into, this is how you'll come. Meaning, heaven has said that every meeting that we're assigned our portion of ministry, this meeting, we came here in this meeting, the anointing that is here, the fullness of the blessing of the gospel is available to you tonight. We're talking hundredfold miracles. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now let's talk about some of the things that when we talk about fullness, there's a lot of different ways we could go with this. But there's one specific way tonight that the Spirit of God spoke to my heart about. And so I want to read it in context. As we back up in this chapter, if you know much about the ministry of the Apostle Paul, and you know much about the history of these books, Paul is writing to the church in Rome from probably Cenchrea. And these people he's writing to, he says, I long to come see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to the end you might be established. He had been trying to get there for some time. But Paul's primary assignment as an apostle was to go preach the gospel and plant churches where Christ had not been named. And he had not yet been to Rome, and yet there was a church in Rome. So evidently, the fruit from Paul's other missionary endeavors, they had heard about his ministry, had already made it to Rome ahead of him. Glory to God. Oh, listen now, this is huge. And so he's been wanting to come to them for some time, and he's telling them, I'm going to come, and I'm going to go through Spain first, and then I'm coming to you. And so this whole masterpiece written to the church at Rome is a phenomenal piece of literature. In fact, oh my goodness, oh I know. It's hard to describe between it and the book of Ephesians. Woo, Lord Jesus. But he's writing this, and he says to them, I am sure that when I come. So he's writing to Rome. He hasn't been there yet. So there's something working that is operating in him, because he had already told them in chapter 1, when I get there, I long to see you, that I may impart. That I may impart to you some spiritual gift, to the end that you might be established. Glory be to God. So now the church at Rome is functioning. And there are people there, and he's writing to them on a level that's quite mature. Right? And he's writing to people, and he's naming people. So he's obviously had contact with folks in the church of Rome. He's been invited to come, and his ministry has had influence there. And probably the church might have started off of someone that got born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, their life was changed, and then they went to Rome and started a church out of Paul's ministry. So the church at Rome's already established. But there's something that church needs. Oh, come on now. You understand? And typically, he didn't write to churches this way. Philippians is a letter. It's a partner letter, right? In fact, the book of Philippians is such a strong partner letter, it has very little doctrine in it. He's writing to his partners. And so forth. The book of Ephesians, of course, is full of doctrine. You know, and so the Holy Ghost had him do certain things for certain churches based upon the development of what they needed. So we don't just have a tour and three pages full of notes and preach the same sermon every time we go. Because there's impartation here. I said there's impartation here. Oh, come on now. There's impartation here. And so he typically was planting churches. And it required such work because he is establishing new beachheads. He's operating under apostolic authority. And if you know much about his ministry, he's shipwrecked, he's stoned, he's left for dead, he's beaten with rods, he's everything imaginable. He's jailed, put in stocks and bonds. And he said, this light affliction, which is but for a moment. So we're going to read something about him that I believe is an anointing that's in this room. Glory be to God. Here in Romans 15. So in his assignment, there's certain things that he's writing that gives us a clue of some of the fullness that he's expecting to manifest in the church of Rome. Glory to God. And we see it as we back up to verse 17. Now, we read verse 29, but if we back up 10 or 12 verses, we get the context of what he's referring to, at least a portion of it. He says in verse 17, I have therefore where I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not worked by me to make the nations obedient by word and deed. Glory be to God. Now, look at this. Through mighty signs and wonders. Glory be to God. Through mighty signs and wonders. By the power of the Spirit of God. So that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have, say it three times, fully, say it.
Fully.
I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. That means until there's consistent manifestation of the mighty resurrection power in the church, working the miracles that the covenant promises, we've not yet fully preached this gospel.
Right.
Because what we do is more than a message.
Amen.
It's more than a good idea. It's more than, okay, we feel better this week until we have the next revival. We're talking about an absolute, let me show you what we're talking about. Go with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. And we'll come right back to Romans 15. Something's happening in the room tonight. And I'm just going to follow the lead of the Holy Ghost. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. And it's another prayer that the apostle prayed for this particular church. And starting in verse 16, he says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Mm-hmm. And then he says that God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, right? May give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Glory be to God. Now, this is the biggest problem with most church folk, is they are asking God to show them stuff about them. Follow me now. And they've got it backwards. That is already, that's what your problem is. You know way too much about you. I'm serious. See, you think you're a body. You think because you need some sleep, you're tired. No, you're a spirit. Your inner man's renewed day by day. Your body may need some rest, but you're not tired. It's not time for you to sit down and lay back, because the greater one lives on the inside of you. See, there needs to be some understanding of who you actually are. You're a new creature. And your vocabulary needs to line up with it. That's why Paul said, I keep under my body. I keep my body in subjection. Why did he say that? He called it my body, meaning his body wasn't him. No, my body's my vehicle. It's my house I live in, but that's not me. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And so therefore, that's why I can know I'm healed before the symptoms leave my body. Oh, come on now. Because it is resurrection power. Divine healing is just that, divine. It means that a spirit being created all human matter. A spirit being created our physical body. The parts, the ligaments, the nerve endings, the muscles. That's just like changing the U-joint in your car. God has parts. He hadn't stopped creating. He's got cones and rods for eyes that are colorblind. He's got nerves for eyes that don't see good. He's got hair follicles and inner ears and cochlea that let you hear. Glory to God. He's got new pancreases and new lungs and kidneys in the room. And all in this room is everything you could possibly need. The fullness of the blessing of the gospel of the anointed one and his anointing. This is good news. Nobody has to leave like they came tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That everything you need on every level to make you every whit whole as if it never happened is right here at hand.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Woo! Hallelujah. We might need to go back to the offering. I'm going to put in another check. Praise the Lord. This is good. No, I'm kidding. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, glory. Woo! My. Now look what's about to happen. If you're open to it, if you'll open your heart to it, if you'll let your mind get renewed to it, Paul's praying here for the whole church. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you may know what is the hope of his calling.
Yeah.
Not asking him to show you what you're called to do.
Right.
This is his calling. In other words, he's asking us, he wants us to get a revelation of what he's called to do.
Yes.
Why? And the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Well, why would he want that? Because there isn't but one calling. There isn't but one ministry. It's his. And what is the hope of his calling? He must reign until his enemies become his footstool. And he inherited. This isn't about what we've inherited from him. This is the fact that we are the inheritance. He inherited you and me to finish his calling. Now, how are we going to do that and I'm just me? I mean, Holy Ghost came on him. He's righteous before God. He's walking in all authority and all power. But now I'm supposed to go do his ministry. I'm supposed to see cripples walk and walk on water and demons scream and leave, right? And fish and bread be multiplied and have access to all the gifts of the Spirit. And I'm just me. And if he did it as God, why did he need to be anointed? Why does God need to be anointed? He didn't do those miracles as God. He did them as an anointed man, as a prophet under that old covenant. He didn't heal one person before he turned 30. He didn't cast out one devil when he was 25. He didn't do one miracle. How come? Not until he got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit in that river. When he came out of that river, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God of the Lord God is upon me. He hath anointed me. Glory to God. And anointed me to what? To preach good news to the poor. He sent me to heal. That's why I came to Oklahoma.
Right. Amen.
He sent me to heal.
Right.
Oh, come on. Fully, completely whole. The fullness of the blessing of the gospel of what this anointing. Christ is not Jesus' last name. It's his title. The gospel of Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. He's saying, I'm coming in the fullness of the anointing that will produce the whole blessing. Glory to God. That's what he's saying is in this meeting, the anointing is here, resident and present, that will produce everything promised in the blood covenant blessing. That means I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the field. I'm above and not beneath. I lend to many nations and I do not borrow. Blessed is my basket and my store. The enemy comes against me one way, he flees seven. I'm blessed in my body and the fruit and the work of my hands, and everything I put my hands to prospers. And anytime I need it, the heavens open to give rain to my land in its season. And all shall see that I am blessed, blessed, blessed. And they shall see me and be afraid of me, because the blessing will be so evident, they'll surely know God Almighty is with that man. Woo! The blessing. The fullness of the blessing. The blessing. The fullness of the blessing. The anointing is here in this room right now to produce the fullness of the blessing of what the good news of what the anointing has done. When we read this in Ephesians 1, here's what it says. Glory be to God. It says that we would get a revelation of what he's called to do, which is reign till his enemies become his footstool. Then that we would get a revelation that we are inherited to finish that calling, which means his calling won't be complete until his enemies come under our feet. And then he said, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power that comes toward us when we believe? Believe what? Believe that we are partakers of that heavenly calling. Believe that he inherited me to finish that assignment, so he gave me a name that's above every name, the same spirit and anointing that was upon him, his blood and the word of his covenant. He gave me every weapon he had to destroy the works of darkness and empowered it in human flesh. Old things are passed away and I'm brand new. And when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, what came on me was the miracle mantle of the ministry of the Lord Jesus himself. That's what he did. He didn't do any miracles till he got baptized in the Holy Ghost. He was just as much the Son of God. He was already the Son of God. Right? He was born of the Spirit from Mary's womb. But he wasn't filled with the Spirit till he was 30. And that is the pattern for every human. It's not enough just to be born of the Spirit. You got to be filled with the Spirit. And he told the disciples they couldn't even go into the ministry that he had commissioned them to till they stayed in that upper room and got filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, you shall receive power. Woo! This is going to take us another direction, so I'm just going to make a comment and not go there. But they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which God's put in his own power, but you shall receive power. That means it's the time of power, it's the season of power, and power will change any time or any season.
Right.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's how, by the authority of the name of Jesus, you can call those things to be not as though they were and reach into the future and pull it into your today. Because what we're reading here in Ephesians 1 tells us that he's called to reign till his enemies become his footstool. Number two, we've been inherited to finish that call. Number three, we need a revelation of the exceeding greatness of his power that comes toward us to empower us to do that call.
Right.
When we believe, we're called. When we believe we're in Him and raised with Him and seated with Him, and that He has inherited us to do this ministry, then we get a revelation that we can have no less power coming toward us than came on Him to do the ministry when He was in the flesh.
Right. Exactly right.
So this isn't just, I believe and then the power comes to me. No, we need a revelation that when we believe that what He did in His death, burial, and resurrection, He sat down, not because He was tired, but because it was finished. He's Lord. He's got the keys and a name that's above every name in three worlds. And it turned right around and gave me that name.
Yes,
when I believe that, I get a revelation of the exceeding greatness of His power that came toward me, which is according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean? That means this power is in here tonight. It's come toward you. It's on you, in you, around you, operating right now to do in your body what it did in His body, take you up out of where you are and set you where you ought to be. Oh, glory to God. Woo! There's a power right now that's coming on you to take you out of what's held you down, to blow you out of the circumstance and to set you above it and put it under your feet. That power right now is working in this room. The fullness of the blessing of everything the gospel promises will happen. The anointing's here to manifest it.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, I'll get to it. I got to get to something. And I'm going to get there real quick, okay? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Notice what it says, all right? So here's the thing in Ephesians 1. We see this, right? Here's what we see. We see that the power is coming toward us.
Yes.
To take us up out of that situation. And raise us up and set us on top of it.
Yes.
The power is right now, right while I'm preaching, working in you to do this. You remember that time you were slipping below that line? The Lord's whoop, it just jerked you right out of it. The whole reason you're sitting in that chair and not in heaven. You think that He only does that once? He's got hearts and lungs and eyes and ears and ligaments and labrums and shoulder rotator cuffs. Woo! And they're in this room right now. I said they're in this room right now.
Amen.
I command you already right now. Start. You're whole. Be whole.
Yes. Yes. I'm whole in every way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. The fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now, there's two things He wanted me to identify. So let's go back to Romans 15 and we'll deal with these two things. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Woo! Isn't God good? Anybody getting anything in the Word tonight? How many of you sense the presence of the anointing dropping on you while I'm talking? Physically manifesting on your body. He's here to manifest Himself. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 15, now look. So, part of the fullness of the blessing is access to mighty signs and wonders. In every meeting you do, wherever you go, preach, so that we have fully preached. Can you see fullness, fully? So we can see that we hadn't been walking in the fullness of the miracles that are available in the room. And the main reason is we've been waiting on God to do it. And it's time for us to move. It's on our end. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So now let's read on. He says, yes, verse 20. So I have strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see. Oh, glory be to God. I'm going to come back to that. To whom he was not spoken of, they shall see. Ooh, glory be to God. You're about to see some things this year that's going to totally upend and turn right side up your religious apple cart. There's going to be some miracles of mercy this year. So astonishing. Coming on people that have been living like rank heathens. And it's going to take them up out of that mess. Just like that. Set them down like a Lazarus with the grave clothes off. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. While we're in here being so churchy, his mercy is looking out there. I'm talking about mercy miracles. So just listen to what it says here now. As it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see. And they shall have not heard, they that have not heard shall understand. For which cause I have been much, look now, I have been much hindered from coming to you. Lord pointed this out to me. And he said to me, there's going to be an anointing in the room tonight that's going to begin to break the hindrances that have kept people out of where they've been supposed to go.
Amen. Amen.
How many of you, God's put something on your heart and you know this is there and you can see it and you can see it by the eye of faith. I know I need to do this. I know I need to go there. I know. But he's saying here, all the work and all the labor of that ground and that beachhead, planting those churches and what the people need and whatever, and not just that, but the enemy trying to tear up the church after you leave and you have to go back and fix it. It kept him in a circle of containment where he couldn't get to Rome. And he's apologizing to them, I should have been there a long time ago. But because of all his hindrances that are keeping me in this circle, going around in circles of containment, I couldn't get to you. But I'm coming. And I am sure that when I come, I'm coming. I don't care how much hindrance has been there. I am sure that when I come, I shall come to you in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. So he's basically telling them, it doesn't matter how long it's been, you're not behind in anything. God has plans to recompense you, make it up to you, restore you, and put you back where you would have been had we been able to get there when we should have been. In other words, he's restoring the years.
Come on.
He's bringing you back into fullness of blessing from the hindrances that have delayed you, that have held you back, that have kept you small, that have kept you contained. Do you see this? Oh, this is big. This is so very big. There's something going on in you. I can see it. You're not going around the mountain again. You're not going to build it up so high and then come down and have to build it again. It's over. These cycles are over. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, it's happening. More of you ought to be doing what he's doing right now. Glory be to God. He just got something from heaven. It's over. When we came into 2020, 3 days before 2020, I had an open vision. I saw the world shaking violently. I ministered here. The last meeting we did before everything shut down was in this very auditorium. The Lord knew that. He spoke to pastor. We bumped it out of January and went to March. The only time we've ever done that.
Right.
And at the direction of the Holy Ghost, it was days and the world shut down.
That's right.
And everything that was shared in that meeting came to pass, did it not? Yeah. Word for word. Yeah. Now, here's what I want to say to you. So we're coming into 21, and I said, what about 21? Because he had said to me, I don't want to talk to you about a year. I want to talk to you about a decade. Glory to God. This shall be known as a decade of deliverance. And a new generation of deliverers is being born. And I knew that he had assigned us a portion to raise up those young lions. Glory be to God. I knew it was coming. And he told me it's going to take 3 years to shake out the judgment. I knew it by the Spirit. He said, in the shaking, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. It'll be your receiving time. Things in the wrong hands are going to come in the right hands. But here's what he said. He said, but by the end of those 3 years, people, it will have manifested what's in the hearts of people. They'll either make their choice through the shaking to stay the course and stay and do what I told them to do, or it's going to shake them off a course and they're going to, you know, it's going to manifest what's in their heart. And he said at the end of that 3 years, the last 7 years of this decade are going to be a massive harvest.
Amen.
We are there right now. Glory be to God. We are in the move of the Spirit of God where any and everything that's ever contained you is about to snap off. Glory be to God, just like threads. I'm telling you, it's over. Containment is broken. I said containment is broken. I'm telling you, I've come in the fullness of the blessing. Containment is broken. The cap is coming off of this thing. It already has, if you could only see it. May God put the world in your heart. And so he gave me 4 years. And this is what he said about those 4 years. He said this phrase. He said, in 2021, it will come into view. By 2022, you won't remain few. In 2023, you'll possess what you see. We threw that switch on November the 1st, man. Glory to God. And then he said, and a full and open door by 2024. First 3 weeks of 2024. 195 nations. Sometimes it's okay for the preacher to say, I told you so. Well, I mean, they take enough hits on the nose. Huh? The church takes enough attitudes and, well, I mean, if that was, you know, I hear all this prophecy stuff, and I've been in that church for 10 years, I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you, sometimes it feels real good to say, I told you so.
Right. Amen.
I'm not talking about being ugly or arrogant. I'm talking about what Paul did to that Roman centurion on that storm. I told you boys not to set sail in this boat. You see this right here? You see that right there?
Yes. Year of completion.
The Lord said to me, and he wanted me to deal with this tonight, and I will, I'm going to go to only one more verse to do this. But the Lord spoke to me. He said, 2024, he said, a full and open door means the spirit realm is open. Not just on the heavenly side. You're about to see every seed, the wheat and the tares, come to harvest all at once. There's going to be some not so great things that happen this year, but you're going to walk in that blessing.
That's right.
You're going to walk in the canopy of that covering.
That's right.
So I don't want to talk about that other side right now. I want to talk about this side because this is what I'm assigned to do. He said to me, 2024 will be a year of completed cycles. He said there'll be great separation. There'll be the falling and rising again of many. He said there'll be great separation. There'll be great recompense. There will be great vindication publicly. Favor returning as quick as the easel flies. He's making a full end of the enemy, both in lives and in ministries. There will be astonishing miracles of vindication, recompense, and restoration. The Lord said to me in 2024, there's going to be so many astonishing miracles of restoration that by the end of this year, people will not be able to even recognize you.
Amen.
He said astonishing miracles of restoration. Great mercy miracles. Glory be to God. This thing's over. He's making a full end of these containment circles. No more going around that mountain again in the wilderness. You're at the end of it. You're crossing the river. It's promise time. I said it's promise time. I said it's promised land time. I said it's promised land time. I said lift up your eyes and look across the river, because the land of just enough is done, and you're going to eat new corn. There's about to be a new administration in the promised land. Glory be to God. Things are about to change in a very dramatic way. Glory be to God. And it's hurtling at you right now. Woo! Glory to God. I see it all over you. Will you hold that? Praise the Lord. Stand up. Ah, there's that increase. Everything you touch is about to explode. Glory to God. Your world's about to change. In a matter of 90 days, I'm going to rearrange some things, saith the Lord. And you're going to see these open doors are yours. And you're going to blow right through them into increase, into some things I've spoken to you, some things you've asked me for. And it shall start just as soon as you come off the floor. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Glory be to God. 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 Yeah, I see that, Lord. I'm going to go to a verse in just a second before I finish here. But right now, if there's anybody that's dealt with any kind of a heart issue, I'm talking about your blood pump, any kind of a heart issue, any kind of a diagnosed heart issue with your heart, with your physical heart, I want you to come up here right now. He's passing out hearts. I'm telling you, there's hearts in the room. Glory to God. Anything, everything from blockages to murmur to ejection fraction to arrhythmias. Glory be to God. There it is. There's the power of God right there. Woo! Here's your pacemaker. Get ready to pick up the pace. Now! Be healed now! Be healed now! There it is right there. Glory to God. Woo! Karitai. Yelemaha! There it is now in the name. In the name of Jesus. Woo! In the name. Have your heart. In the name. Yes. Yes. I heard that. Young at heart. That's what the Lord said right there. Ekarane shemakala vieste. Marita. There it is right there. Just receive it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No mas. Pekaradiste. La karanantara neshto grostuke. And no fear attached with any of this. In the name of. Oh, there it goes right there. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let's just begin to thank God for it. He's doing mighty things. Mighty, mighty things in our midst. Mighty, mighty things in our midst. Mighty, mighty things in our midst. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Somebody shout, mercy miracles. That is what happened to Bartimaeus, you know. Jesus! Son of David! Mercy on me! What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? 2024, the year of blank. Fill in the blank.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Woo! Somebody just got a touch by the Spirit of God right here up in the upper part of your middle back. Some things are beginning to move right now. In fact, anybody with your spine, but particularly in that area, between your shoulder blades, down through the middle of your back vertebrae, get up here real quick. I want to minister to you by the Spirit of God. It's glory to God. Identify yourself if it's you. In the night, there it went right there. Glory to God. Glory be to God. The fullness of the blessing of the Lord. Leave her and don't you ever come back. Glorata semedeke fradabashti keredish. You? Praise the Lord. Throw your hands up. Here it is. Bam! There it goes right there. All the way down your spine. Ha! Wow! Glory be to God. Whoo! Whoo! Ah! Come out! Bring me my coat, brother. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, I'm going to finish with this. I saw this by the Holy Ghost. I'm not putting it on. Praise the Lord. You didn't know that. That's okay. That's what I needed right here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 There'll be no more of this. You hear me? In the name. There'll be no more of it. Glory to God. 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 Well, blessed be the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a shout in the house tonight. Glory. Those of you that are standing, just go ahead and remain standing. Everybody else, stand up. I've got a verse for you. The Lord gave me before I walked in the room. And I was in the hotel room, and the Lord spoke this to me. And I want you to hear it. He said, it's for tonight. We're going to seal this meeting with this verse by the Spirit of the living God. It's in the book of Romans chapter 11. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now I want to put it in context, and I'm believing by the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, suddenly you're going to see it. Did you know, about 2 weeks ago, where was I? I was in Fort Worth on January the 16th. He spoke some things to me. I may talk about this tomorrow night. Not this part of what I'm going to say, but something else that he said to me at the same time. But he spoke to me, and he said, and suddenly I saw it. Years ago, you know, I grew up, my parents, my dad fought in World War II. I mean, they did everything they could to take care of things. And in fact, people, I'd go to church camps when I was a kid, and baseball camps and all that. And everywhere we went, it just seemed like all the kids said, man, you're rich. Your family must just be rich. Well, by no means were we rich. Now, not even close. I look back now and I know what was happening. They were seeing what was on me.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Whew, it's a blessing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we did have what we needed, and I never went hungry or without, so I wouldn't say we were poor as people would say it. But the Lord spoke to me. And he started showing me some things. This is some years ago. And I had a sovereign moment where there was a minister. Now, some of you heard the story when Brother Oral Roberts laid hands on me and that anointing got transferred. And Jesus stood behind me early in the morning on the third day and spoke to me about this healing anointing. And I got settled on that healing covenant. I mean, so clear, I've never been double-minded about that a day in my life.
Amen.
But then somebody was talking about some things on this prosperity covenant, and I preached it. I believed it, and God was blessing me the best he could. But all of a sudden, the individual just jumped like this. I was watching television, and jumped and said, huh. Spirit of God said, take authority over the spirit of poverty right now. He said, wherever you are, put your hands to the screen. I recognized that anointing. I put my hands up like that, and I mean, it was identical to when Brother Oral Roberts laid hands on me. They took authority over that poverty demon, and I heard the Spirit of God say to me, he said, there's been a spirit of poverty on your family line. And he said, I don't want you to be double-minded about this not another day in your life. He said, you're going to have to decide. You either believe the covenant or you don't.
That's exactly right.
I didn't even know. And then, I mean, just a flash. I saw decisions my dad made, decisions my mom made, and I saw they were poverty decisions.
Yeah.
And yet they had money, good job, benefits.
Right.
We weren't scraping for food or anything, but the decisions we made were out of a poverty mindset. It's because of the spirit of poverty, and they grew up in the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
That thing broke. I mean, it went ping, man, it just popped off. Glory to God. Now, fast forward, I didn't know this till just recently. But it was in this month, January. And the Lord said to me, son, and you know, he can just show you something in a moment.
Yeah.
He said, there's a spirit of rejection on your family line. I want you to deal with it. it came on me so strong. The very next Sunday, this was about 2 weeks ago, I got up and began to deal with that spirit of rejection. I had no idea that those two spirits run together. Why do you think people do it like this when they're going in for a loan? Because the word, he was a man of sorrows, rejected. The Hebrew word for rejected means lacking. Spirit of poverty runs in tandem with the spirit of rejection. I didn't know it till the Lord revealed it to me. And it ripped through there Sunday morning. We came back Sunday night. You ought to see. I don't know if I've ever had that much response. Talk about deliverance. The holy power of God moved in the room. I think everybody in that room, somewhere along the way, had adopted and had gotten down somehow in their soul. And Holy Ghost helped us in a mighty way. Well, that deliverance is there. Now, I've got something to say to you by the Spirit of God. And I want you to see, he said this to me. And I just wanted to point that out, that when he says something like that, there's a mighty powerful work going on with it. And the reason I brought up this rejection thing is because ultimately, you know, people think, well, they're dealing with fear. No, fear is the fruit. The root of that fear is rejection. Can you see that? And I mean, as we begin to minister along, the Holy Ghost, through the Word, tied it to the spirit of poverty, and it was just clear as a bell. And so, I mean, things just started popping. Well, tonight, the Lord said, He said, I want you to read my word to the people. Something's going to happen when you do. He gave me a specific verse out of Romans 11 we'll center up on. But there's about four verses in context that will help us to see the character of God. Mm-hmm. Verse 29 says, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Glory be to God. Now the Amplified Bible says he never changes his mind. In fact, I want to read it to you from the Amplified. He says, God's gifts and his call are irrevocable.
Yeah. Yeah.
He never withdraws them when once they're given. He does not change his mind about those to whom he gives his grace or to whom he sends his call. That means all that greatness that you saw 30 years ago. What changed? Caps off. Cycles are being finished. Miraculous hurtling forward of miracles, of astonishing miracles of restoration to the extent that by the end of the year, people won't even be able to recognize you.
Amen.
And listen to what he's saying here. He said, for as ye, verse 30 now, can you see this? For as ye in times past have not believed God. Can you ever point to a time where you knew you needed to do something and you just weren't there? You just wouldn't respond? Spirit of God was pushing you, but you knew, I'm not really believing God on this deal. I'm just not there. In time, this is the verse he gave me. He said, I'm going to bring great deliverance to everyone in the house that'll have ears to hear. Anything that's ever been in your life you should have done, that you've been battling with the accuser and shame over, that you know you should have done, that you weren't in position or you ran the other way because you're too afraid that you would fail, or you couldn't believe God, or you were too small, whatever the case may be. He is literally saying tonight that there's an anointing in the room to restore the fullness of that blessing. That call, it's irrevocable. Not one thing has changed the outcome. 40 years lapsed between the time Moses buried that Egyptian in the sand and he met a burning bush. 40 years. And he messed it up. Tried to go into the ministry, fell flat on his face. God brought that thing full circle. And God was so smart that he spent 40 years knowing every rock, every path, and every tree in the very desert he was going to lead God's people back through.
Oh, come on. Yeah, buddy.
Praise God.
Talk about a tour guide.
Yes, sir. You knew how to go. Where are we going?
God is smart.
He is. He is very smart.
Preparation time is never wasted time.
That's right.
Shoo, are you hearing me? Glory
yeah.
be to God.
Yes.
So listen to what he says here. Verse 30. He says, for as in times past you believe not God, yet have now obtained mercy.
Mm.
Are you looking at this? Somebody say mercy miracles.
Mercy miracles.
Are headed my way.
To absolutely,
completely and suddenly,
completely and suddenly
restore everything to the full I should have already been walking in.
The blessing
of the gospel
and the prophecies
and the promise that the anointing has given my life. There it is right there. Glory to God. Whoa! Glory. I'm just telling you. It's all back. Woo! Say recompense.
Recompense.
Vindication.
Vindication.
Yeah, I'll tell him, Lord. Stand up, Brother Jimmy. I heard the Lord say, go tell him right now. Tell him. I'm going to make the enemy pay for what he's trying to do to you. This isn't about your healing. This is about acceleration, vindication, restoration, and the proof that this covenant will manifest, blessing you to the full. Get ready, man of God. Greater things are ahead. Hallelujah. The devil's going to would to God. He'd never mess with that anointing. Woo! Glory to God. All right, I gave somebody my Bible. There it is. I keep giving Brother Roger my Bible. Hallelujah. Listen to what it says now. Now, verse 31. Even so have these also now, but not believed, that through your mercy, they may obtain mercy. For God has concluded them all in unbelief. That he might have mercy upon all. He told me he would do something if I read that to you. Mercy miracles. And what's this attached to? The nature of God. The gifts and call of God are irrevocable. Which means even if you believe not, he cannot deny himself. He abides faithful. So your unbelief doesn't nullify the fact that he's going to find somebody, you or your family line, that's going to go into that land.
Yes.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you hearing what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Woo! 40 years of running around and dying in the wilderness didn't change God's mind about taking that nation in there.
Amen.
And he hadn't changed his mind about your life. He hadn't changed his mind about your family. He hadn't changed his mind about the ministry. He hadn't changed his mind. And it does not matter how long it took you to get to the place where you were willing to release your faith instead of be stubborn. His mercy is greater than the route to Hickory Nut Head that so many folk have.
Amen.
Hickory Nut Head. Amen.
That's a hard one.
Hard-headed. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, it's done tonight. I can sense it. Can you sense it? How many of you know something's already started to change in the spirit realm?
Glory.
Mercy miracles. Yes, you are. He did it that through our mercy they might obtain mercy, that he might have mercy upon all. He set this thing up so he could get done what he wanted to do despite, in spite of us.
That's right.
Amen.
Exactly right.
Amen.
Exactly right.
Amen.
Man.
So no more rejection. No more looking in the mirror and saying, I don't like this about myself. Well, if I hadn't done that. Well, if I hadn't, stop it. You're giving the devil lots of room.
Yes.
Don't help him.
Yes.
He's already crushed. He's stripped. You're delivered. Stop helping the enemy stop you.
Right.
I'm telling you, no more of this. I see it. I don't know everything about history or your family, but I don't need to. I see in the spirit that just like he did for Sister Lori, just like he did for me, there's an anointing here. Mm-hmm. And this anointing goes all the way back to the root.
Glory.
And every spirit that would harass, accuse, cause you to be rejected, cause you to fight out of certain caps of limits. Yes, a poverty spirit is not just about money. It's about setting limits of what you can and cannot do. And you can do all things through Christ. Whoa, something just broke. Whoa, she knows it too. She knows it, and you do too. Whoa, glory to God. Now, I want you to open your heart and listen to what I'm going to share with you, because I believe that I've fulfilled my assignment for tonight. And I want you bright and shiny and worth something tomorrow night. We don't have to stay at church all night. Get a good night's sleep. Because the Spirit of God is going to do some mighty things. But tonight, if the Holy Spirit, I'm not going to have a line. You're not coming up front. But I just want you to be honest. Because I didn't even preach on it. But the Lord brought it up to me again and had me deal with it. Tonight, if you recognize when I was under the anointing and I said certain things that pierced your heart, said, I see that. The enemy has used that. That spirit of rejection, that spirit of poverty, that's come at me in a big way. If that's you and you know you need to deal with the root of that in your life somewhere along the line, it's gotten an inroad and wrapped around your soul and tried to keep you down and bound. If that's you, would you just be courageous enough to say, Pastor, I know the Holy Ghost was talking to me tonight. I want you to look at this all over the room. We are accepted. Put your hands up right now. According to Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of His glory, you are accepted in the Beloved. When you know that in Christ there's neither male nor female, bond nor free, Jew nor Greek, then no man can ever be rejected by God based upon the color of his skin ever again. I love you. And you are not alone. This is over, man of God. It's over.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It is. The creator.
Hallelujah. Done. It's done.
It's done.
Glory to God. I know you know how to get on the finish side, but something tonight is drawing a bloodline in the sand.
Yes.
Because there's more than just a healing here.
Yes.
There's recompense.
Yes.
There's the greatest financial miracles you have ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
I know.
And this is your year.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord tells me you've been praying it out for years. And it's going to come like a dam burst in the watershed.
Thank you.
Glory to
Thank you,
God. And you're going to see it in every area that concerns you. I'm about to do a mighty work that money cannot buy in your family.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going to bring things full circle.
Thank you.
And you shall see that I am the God that is faithful to thee. That's what the Lord just said. That's what the Holy Ghost just said. I heard him say it. You've been faithful to me. I'm going to be faithful to thee. I heard him say it, Miss Cora. I heard him say it. You might better get ready because you may be having another trip to heaven real soon, and I don't mean to go stay. I think there's some things to show you. Woo! Get ready for some quick works. Things like translation type miracles. Get ready, glory be to God. I'm telling you, we're going from where we were to where we're supposed to be. It's going to happen just like that. Astonishing miracles of restoration. So by the authority of the name of Jesus, you foul Yeah. Pray with me for just a second before I turn it over to Pastor. There's something that the Lord wants to do here. Brata ishna kalaba ishna. Noraniste klavrata ba ishna. Bokranimeshtikli ishna daga. How do you want me to handle that? Parida mayele pukushta namache. Leto yena klavrata stekeas. Yes, sir. I'll tell him. Baridam branding livre de beest and glabradikisti a caradaste. Jedo bofredeste. Yeah, I'll tell them just exactly what you just said. This is the way I'm supposed to end this tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray you have ears to hear. The book of Romans, chapter 9, it says this. I want to read it to you. Chapter 9, verse 28. For he will finish the work.
Woohoo!
He will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. He told me to tell you it started, it's working. As far as he's concerned, it was finished 2,000 years ago.
Right.
On your end, that root has come out, it's dead, and by morning you're going to see the leaves start to turn brown.
Amen.
And you need to be prepared, because I was going to pray over that thing. He said, nope. He said, I'm going to visit them, and based upon some of the things I had you say, in the night I'm going to begin to talk to them. I'm going to show them their lives. I'm going to talk to them about their past. I'm going to deal with their heart about some things they've walked through, some things that they've said, some things other people have said, some things they've done they've never gotten over. And he said, by the end of the meeting tomorrow night in the assembly, that thing's coming out by the root, and they're going to be absolutely free. I don't know if I've ever had him tell me to do that, because, you know, unless he says it, it's a violation of Scripture. The Scripture says, never tell somebody, go back and come see me tomorrow when you have it on you today. That means you never tell somebody, come back tomorrow night. But the Holy Ghost said, I want to talk to the people about what I had you talk to them about. So you need to be prepared. to spend some time with the Holy Ghost, because He's getting you ready to move to a place of freedom like you have never experienced before. He is going to finish some cycles. He is absolutely going to bring great vindication and recompense, and mighty miracles are in this room. Hallelujah. Well, do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
Glory to God. I love you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Woo! Pastor, I guess we'll see him tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Do what you need to do, brother. Glory.
There we go. That works every time. Woo! Glory to God, y'all. I know we're better now than we were when we got here. I promise you that. Glory to God. I want to thank you all for being here. We praise God for being here and ministering to us and giving us truth and life that will set us free and cause us to get our assignment done with joy. Amen. We're not dreading tomorrow. We're looking forward to tomorrow because miracles of mercy are hitting us head on. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you all for coming. You ministers, wives, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you so very, very much. And, by the way, if you're spending the night in Tupelo or something like that tonight, you happen to stay, we have some a sandwich for you and some things next door. So it's hard to find something in Tupelo late night. Kind of. Anyway, just trying to help you out a little bit. Been there, done that. So hallelujah. And we aren't you. Glory to God. All right. Thank you. Helps teams, thank you so much. All the helps, all the sound, and all the ushers, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all are the best. And Terry's going next door. If you would like to get something to eat, please go over there and she will serve you. Amen? All right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we are dismissed with the glory of God. And Father God, we're going to take you home with us. And Lord, tonight we prepare our hearts and minds to hear from you. We release our faith right now, Lord God, to hear. I will hear tonight. I will see tonight, God, what you want me to see and what you want me to hear. And I thank you for it, Lord God. No more hindrances. We're going to get to do what we do like we should in a timely fashion. In the mighty name of Jesus, we can see the world not only from Texarkana. We can see the world from Oklahoma, from Hornbeek, Tennessee. We can see it from Alabama. We can see the end of the world. We can see it because God has given us a vision of the world on the inside. Amen. Not just us four, no more. It's about the world. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Everybody said amen. Tell somebody love them before you go. Woohoo! Y'all be sure and speak to Kenny and Nashley. They did a wonderful, wonderful job. Hallelujah. Glory to God.